This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, I see Tzviki's also on probably. Okay, good. So we're starting Igeres Tchias HaMeisim. This is a letter the Rambam wrote when he was old already, I guess, more Sofei Yomav, where people accused him of not believing in Tchias HaMeisim. Omar Shmuel ben Yehuda ibn Tibun, Omar Choch Magola, Rabbeinu Moshe, Maimon Zecharin Lebracha. Einu Rochoik, Sheyichavein Ha'odom Levayin Hakdom Hakdomas Voshem Vua Pashut. It's not so far-fetched that a person will try to explain something in a simple language. He's going to try to present something in a way that's understandable. And he's going to try to make it as clear as possible so that nobody makes any mistakes. And some idiot is going to understand it in the exact opposite of what he said. Vihine says, Eric Yitzhak is a bit of Hashem is Baruch. Hashem had this problem. Vihu Kashe Kivain Adoina Nevim Ladin Vashem is Baruch. Shu Echavain Shane Loy. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to tell us that he's one and only one. Ula Hosim Nashasena Deus and Ifsodis Ashe Minu Ma Mishnim. And to clear away the mistake that of dualism. Amma Mivail Zaisapina. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented it, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So he says, Vehiviu Raya Mizeh Pasik Al HaKel Shu Shloisha. He says, so the Christians came along and they said that this is a Raya from the Pasik, that the three gods, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the three Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they said, are three different, whatever, that together is one. V'omel, they said, Hashem, V'omel, Lekeinu, V'omel, Omer, Hashem, V'omel, Lekeinu, Hashem, are Shloisha Shemas. V'omel, Chakach Echad, Raya Hashem, Shloisha, V'Shloisha Echad, Cholil L'El. And this was, the I think it was one of the councils, they decided that the formula was, he's both three and one, at the same time. So from the same pasuk, they bring a raya. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to show us, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells that he's one, and from that pasuk, they tell us, they bring a raya for Keret Chasron. So if this happens, if it's possible HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it tries to be as clear as possible, is something that is misconstrued and twisted and so on. So when a human being, and he's talking about himself, where some people took something that I tried to explain, a very important side of Torah. I was trying to enlighten people with the understanding and knowledge of what Olam Haba is. And they b'meila thought that I am not believing Tchias HaMeisim, which everyone knows about. Now, the Rambam says, the reason why I elaborated about Olam Haba, and I was not so elaborate Tchias HaMeisim, is because Olam Haba is something people don't know, don't understand, and so on. It needed that arichas. Tchias HaMeisim is something that everybody knows and believes. I didn't imagine that I would need to do any type of explanations about it. Is it Bikivanu bazel rotzen Hashem yisbarach, said when I wrote my sfarim, I did it l'shem shemayim. Lo levakosh aschem de be'adav lo kavod. I didn't do it. Was expecting to make any money in it or to have kavod. Ela haishu levoy lahochin the mishakotze daitu tvanosei lahov mashek domenu chachmatera. I was trying to enlighten people to know for the people who couldn't figure it out themselves. I try to present the picture of Torah in a way they would understand it. Lefi ma shechashavnu v'nir lanu, shanachnu kiravnu v'kalnu yonu chayikim amukim. And it appeared to me that what I had done was to take very far and deep in Yanim and put it together the way he did a Mishnah Torah, where he went through all of Shas and put it together in a way that's presentable. V'kibatznu v'chibarnu yonim fuzom v'rodin. And I felt that it's worth the effort. For who? The fact that I'm able to bring together and present it, and make it easy for people to learn, but also then to tell us the Adam, then people have gotten from it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the schar. Bim ena dava ken, v'loy aleinu midvareinu tasefes biur, v'loy hakla mashachim b'zosev kadim. And if I wasn't successful and hadn't and wasn't able to enlighten people, all the b'dayna gemul Hashem is baruch levadai. V'yeshan akavan asein rachman liba boy. So okay, we don't have the tellers of people, which is something that I would have wished. But at least HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that. I tried and meant well, and I get schar for that. V'tzir zehenyin, hu ashehevi haloshen vayad lechabe b'chol inyan shenekave boy. And this motivation, this understanding of the possible to'elus is what pushed me, drove me to collect all this stuff. It was very, very difficult. And as I was setting this up and writing, so I realized it's not appropriate that I expend a lot of time explaining the branches of a religion, of the religion, and not explaining the shrashim. In other words, if I want to present Yiddishkeit to people, and I want to say that, you know, it's something that is a important to know all of Yiddishkeit, it can't be that to know the roots are not important. So therefore, he said, I made an effort in his Akdamis to try and explain Ikri Hadas. V'kol shekein, he says, and not only does it make sense logically that if I'm going to explain to you the halachas of Torah, I'm going to explain to you the roots of Torah and the shrashim of it, but he says, V'kol shekein shekein bagashnu adam she'ochachmi Yisrael, I met someone who was a chacham. V'chay Hashem, yedeo yederch masman chacham shatoy lufi machshavtoy min urav, and he was someone who knew how to be mefalpel. He knew how to learn. V'hu ayem isupik im Hashem geshem bal ayin yad v'regel mi'ayin k'mashbo b'sukim or ein aguf. He actually had a suffix that it's possible HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have a body. I met some other people. They were clear that he's a balguf. And if anyone believed that he's not a guf, they held he's a koifa. And they understood many of the drushas of Chazal literally. They took it literally, and not as a metaphor. I also heard this, that I also heard that there are other people like that as well. Again, we don't have any clear record in the Ravid counters and says Gdolim v'tovim mimenu, but we don't have anything really in any normal way, a Masuda written that somebody should say that or write that, but the Rambam says he met people like that. The truth is, the whole Memorian of Vuchim, he writes to a Talmud, possibly fictitious, but he writes it, it's written to someone who is confused. People think Memorian of Vuchim means he's confused about Yiddishkeit, about Torah. He's confused about the literal meaning of the Psukim in Tanakh that seem to indicate a Kaddish Baruch Hu might have a body or something like that. That's what I see. And when I knew these people who hold themselves to be chachamim, but are really terrible in terms of the hashkaf and so on. They are worse than a behemoth in terms of how distant they are and how much toyim they are from the emes. So he said, they're full of silly and stupid things, like women. I guess it's not so politically correct, but kapanim. So he said, so I realized that I need to present Ikra Emuna without Shakla Vitaria, but just to present it. People don't know. People don't understand. He said, in order to bring real rayas, that it's not possible to have a goof and so on, I'd need to use other chachmas that the people who are just learning don't have. So I said, I'm not going to be able to present appropriate arguments, but at least they're going to know what's right and so on and so forth. So he said, okay, I'm not going to make an argument, a polemic on it. I'm just going to present the picture so the person who wants to know the ideas, wants to understand Yiddishkeit the way it is, will be able to do that. Base. V'zachaynu b'psichas chiba mishna ikrim royim laham b'nevuah v'ikah kabbalah. So in my introduction to Mishnayos, I mentioned many Ikrim of Nevuah and Mesoras HaTorah. Umashe Yischayev Shemneir Kol Rabban B'Torah Shebal Peh. And whatever anyone who believes in Torah Shebal Peh is supposed to know and believe, that's my Hakdama to Mishnayos. Ube'arnu B'Perik Chelek Shroshim Nitlim Bascholo B'Gmul. And in Perik Chelek I wrote Shroshim of Schar Vaynish. But it's a lema, Mashe Nisla B'Yichud B'Olam Haba Im Shar Pinas HaTeira. That which is totally in Yonim Daton Yichud, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being totally without the body, etc., and Olam Haba Im Shar Pinas HaTeira. V'chein Asinu Gamkem B'Chibureina Godel HaMechune Mishna Teira. I also did the same in Mishnah Torah, where I started by a long Hakdama, you know, Yesodei Torah, which is deals with these things. The people who recognize its value are the people who want to be made al emes. Kishirulam sechel toiv v'akar b'div v'achibur. But to appreciate the Rambam, you need to be able to know where he took his halachas from and how he put it together. It's an incredible job, to take sugis nifrades nifzares, and to work out what came to where and what led to what, and you know the whole. The whole Seder Advarim, how I drew in all sorts of scattered material and made something whole out of it. He says, "V'zachanu v'gan kol ikram atarim talmudim v'kivanu v'zashib elu anikram talmi chom echom egoinim kvon shetikroim oikmo shetikroim boinim es sifeim al shoshan talmudim." I wanted that they should build, whenever they have to be done a halacha, that's a seif of a bigger puzzle, they should have the big picture in front of them. So all of this I built on Ikrim. So they won't just sort of say, okay, I know Akadosh Baruch Hu, I understand Akadosh Baruch Hu, but Aval Yasimu Ishtadlusam Magdoilo Zrizusam Amar Sheyashlimim V'Yikarvim Etzel Bayram. They'll put a lot of effort to bring close Akadosh Baruch Hu. Loi Amar Sheyavi Lachshav B'Mashlemus Etzel Hamoyin. So they won't. Instead of people running after shtusim, which is commonly done, people will pursue HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. That's what he says is my tachlis of this, of writing this. That's why I want to write it, so people should have it. And one of the things that I wrote about, one of the shoshim was Olam Haba. So he says, "V'achilonu l'sape b'amitas Olam Haba v'rechnu bo." And as Meirich about Olam Haba in his hakdama to chelik is Meirich. "B'zachanu ra'yizdi v'akos ra'yizdi v'chachamin zalav u'pirashnu mashorlan shechachamin l'farshay." And explain that which chachamim ought to explain. And I wrote the reason why I'm going to be writing a lot about Olam Haba and not all that much about Tchias HaMesim. V'amarnu, shelo ra'inu b'nei adam noisim v'noisim rak b'tchias HaMesim levad. Hayakum arumim olvushem k'etzvei l'ashaylas. So Tchias HaMesim somehow captures everybody's imagination, and people were talking about, you know, how do you get up? Do you get up wearing clothing? Do you get up not wearing clothing? And ukiyotzibel ashelus. Omnom, he says, ha'olam haba shchichu legamri, but olam haba, which by the Rambam is a stage afterwards, it's a world that's filled with this. People forget about it. Ve'oid. But I said, yes, it's true that Tchias HaMesim is one of the Ikri Adas, which, by the way, parenthetically, is also something that needs some hesba as to why is it so important. But let's leave that, that's not this topic here. But it's not, it's not the final Tachlis. So, in other words, when I'm setting out my goal, what I'm headed to, Olam Haba is really a Tchias HaMesim, is somehow a means to get there. The reason why this is very important is because there are people that think that the only schar in Torah is Olam Haza. And it doesn't say any clear gemul onish v'alam haba, and that's why people sort of downplayed olam haba and didn't think it was real or whatever it is. Torah is focused on that final schar, which is Olam Haba. In most places, that chorus is the main thrust of all Einshim, I guess, are subsumed on the chorus, we'll read it that way. and or maybe that's the real Chomer Kodesh that the Torah can talk about. So really, Kares is just negative Olam Haba. In other words, we'll use, I guess, what some of the Mefarshim use as an understanding. I think it's the Maral. I don't remember if it's Ramban or Maral. The explanation why the Torah doesn't speak about Olam Haba. And the answer is, it is the natural location for a neshama that it go to Olam HaNeshamas. Just like the body is naturally ends up in a grave, and ma'af out of la'af atashuv, the chelik of a person that is neshamadik should end up, in a world that's kula neshamadik. And therefore, so he says, the chorus is sort of an unnatural taking a person away from Olam Haba. Ve'ela and Yanami says ba'atzma himashu ba'arnu ve'rachnu b'em gam b'chibu atshuva. Hilchus tshuva. Yes, and this is also spoken about hilchus tshuva, what's called schar, what's called oinus, so on. Ava peirik chelek shebe'arnu sham b'arnu sham k'moishim se'eu mishistakal boy So I explained there that Tchias HaMesim is something which is a Yisoid of Torah. It's on the Ikrim, and someone who disbelieves it has no chelik in Torah. We said, however, it's not the final tachlis. V'cheni says bechibur moninu mishen chelkom haba v'klalnu b'mispa v'amar shem esim v'arba v'yoraseinu shem yechase echim amatikim in a mispa echad v'yoyim ha'oimah shal yizacharnu isay u'miklal esim v'arba sheminu shem ha'koyv v'chias ha'mesim. I once had a fascinating exchange. There was somebody I was going traveling in a car, a very big Talmud Chacham, kind of Mike and, a little older than me. And I told him I once saw Pshat in the Rambam. How the Rambam enumerates 24, the 24 that are of Chelek Olam Haba. What is it, Tanam is Minyanaka Asel Hashminan? What's the Rambam saying the number for? We can count ourselves. So I told him I saw an Asfari Sefer. It says the reason is because it's a very delicate Indian. And Olam Haba, and a printer might make a mistake and leave it out. And people will say the Ram doesn't believe in it. So the Ram, writing a number, gave us a double check so that we'll know we're missing something. So the person laughed. I said, don't laugh so hard. He said, is it a Kesef Mishnah that says it? I told him, no, the Ram says it. The Ram says, I don't understand how you can make the mistake. He said, I wrote it my Sefer. And I wrote down the number of how many people there are that fit this category because I didn't want it to be left out. So how can people say about me I don't believe Tchias HaMesim? Because Zacharnu Ha'olam Haba Bi'arnu Gam Kein Sham Shezhi Atachas Achroina V'amarnu b'zeh aloshin v'zeh aschar she'in socha l'maylemenu v'toyva she'achar toyva. And I explained over there that Olam Haba is the highest darga because Olam Haba doesn't have a guf and so on. So I guess the inference for that is that there could be possibilities that there should be another mitzvah, not like that. Ubi'arna gam kein, sha'olam haba imbo metzias gufos, achashom chazal imbo achilo v'lishtiv le mishkol, umina sheke shela kelem vatola leel mepoila vatola. Said, since it says there's no achilo no shtia, nothing, then how can we have stomachs and etc.? If there's nothing happening, there's no ivorim for it. Ki shilo adam pev, it's tumke v'koveid, okle mishkol v'lo yachom lishtiv le yolid, tinkim tzosam vatola gam. It's absurd that a person have all these different chalokim when he has no need for them. No one, nobody else should argue these things. I mean, these are the simplest things that you can give to women in Beis Avel. It's a no-brainer, as they say. By the way, this raya over here, where he says it can't be we're going to exist with a mouth and teeth and so on if we're not eating anything. Some person could say, well, this is the way we always were, so we keep it like that. I use this argument for it, when they claim that there were chachamim who held that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, and the similarities when the psukim seem to indicate the guf Adam is so simpler, is similar. Yad Hashem, this Hashem, that Hashem, Ein Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is kidmus Adam. The real issue is, if there would be a demus of a god, why would he have a nose? He's not breathing, or why would he have teeth? I mean, our physical body is 100% fitted, custom made for whatever mitzvahs we have. You know, we have to breathe, we have a nose, we have to eat, we have a stomach, we have whatever it takes. What, you know, why would a god have a nose? He's not breathing anything. He exists in space. There's not much oxygen there. What does a nose do for him? Why would you have all sorts of other things? At the end of the day, none of that is shaykh to him. So he's saying it just in terms of Adam himself, the Rambam, that Olam Haba is the final station, and so on. Because while Olam Haba is going on, you can't have use for other things. Moshe and Yo didn't become Alachim, and that's it. They ate and drank before they did the Nisim and afterwards. In other words, they didn't stop being human. But so, where's the tushal here? The echia by kelim the guf of atola, ukva noydash a guf bechlaloi amnu uklil nefshas bechalav pulos. I mean, the whole purpose of the body is to help to provide a tool for the nefesh to asha ein pulachs men nimtzeis lebnei olam haba. Ve'elu lo yedu goydel hagnus amuchiyaves liyshayaches l'Hashem poel avatola. This is the people who are saying this don't realize how wrong it is to speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing things or making things that don't have a telos or tachlis. V'omnam Yichayev ze kula mashayel abedimin ha'amoyin. This all comes out because of people think actually aminu shesh mitziyach hazok rak leguf. The reason is because for most people, the only thing that's real is a physical entity. An idea or anything like that is not real. And therefore, everything comes across as, not having, if it doesn't have a body, it's not real. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu without a body is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why they have a desperate need to have that. This was what Christianity was about. It was people were turned on by Yiddishkeit to some degree, but Yiddishkeit didn't have a body that you could idolize, I guess, if that word for it. So b'meila, it needed something. A person desperately, for most people, thinking of a what's the right word for it? Thinking of a theoretical entity, theoretical in the sense that they can relate to it, doesn't work with them. V'edlu says lo yodu godol hagnus amuchiyevus mishasem poel avatola. V'imtzikem shachak. V'amnei says chuyim zev that all of them are asher lo yaminu shesh mitzisalak v'akaduf. So it's just like any time you start moving forward, In any discipline, you begin to discover things that you didn't realize before, you weren't paying attention to. And people are trapped in the physical world, and the only things that are real have physicality in it. So he was already saying that most of them don't know who that is, but because if it's not a body, then it's a fiction. Those people that are really wise, not just b'mikra, hine his boya etzlam she kol hanivdol mirachema hu. For people who have a finer mind, they realize that anything which is not chomer is a lot more eternal and real. If I have a rock that falls down based on the speed of gravity, on the pull of gravity, that rock has an existence, but the law of gravity, that law supersedes its existence. He says, I don't want to use the word stronger. It's more true. In other words, any one item, its gravitational pull might be affected one way or another. Gravity in its abstract, in its conceptual form, doesn't have that. So he says, this is the concept that people have: being Hashem is not a body, therefore he's indestructible. So to other entities that are not part of the physical world, angels and understanding, it is a much stronger mitzvah, something with a guf, it might be more tangible to us, but its existence is quite limited. Which again, this is a very hard word to translate. Whatever the Rama means, he means basically thinking, sentient beings, but not physical beings. I said it's Maris Nevuchim, which is a raya that this was written very late in his life. Maris Nevuchim he wrote towards the end of his life. V'im lo yirtze lahamin ze echt min ha-moin. V'yita be'enav lahamin ke ha-malochim guf v'sheheim yoichlu gamke achas v'opazir chelu v'sheb ne'olam haba gamke in gufois lech v'loi nakpid ala b'zeh v'loi nisimeh l'koyfe v'loi narchik m'olav. So he says, if somebody believes that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has, not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but Malachim have a guf or bin Olam Haba, I can't make him a kaifa. Loizetz in kol mishayim azeh sichlus. Says, alavai that the people who are idiots, this would be the greatest idiocy. So he says, if somebody believes that Kodesh Baruch Hu has some physical attribute, that person is not Pekiris. Bad news. If somebody believes Malachim have a goof, he's a shaita, or he's wrong, but I don't make an apikiris. It says halavai, people should focus on believing that part as opposed to believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Malachim and the Shamas Olam Haba, if they say it's a physical entity, there's absolutely no, he's not an apikiris in any sense of the word.
If
hayaseinim aminim, hamalochim v'mnei olam habnilum achayim nekimenu, ein chet olav. So he says, if the person tries to get people to believe that, and believe against me, in other words, in the say it's physical, as far as the other inyanim go, kama chalnei b'zeh. So yes, if a person is going to even spread it amongst people, u'karban alei mumav. And he'll have many, many chazal that seem to contradict us. He'll try to prove his point, all sorts of chazal. I mean, the fact that many psukim seem to indicate that malachim are physical, well, they also indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is physical. And as soon as I prove that it can't be that, so that forced me to recognize that this statement is just being said as a metaphor. He says, all the rayas I bring doesn't make an impression on all these people. And he says, because all these people don't think that there's any type of logical approach to prove this. He says, just like the people who believe only in the pshat, the way it says, and so on, just like and they don't believe, they're not mindful of the fact that it says the Torah has nigla nista. Let's talk about this a little bit. I think that's important. What the Rambam means over here, Sisra Torah, he means that doesn't mean a mystical type of thing. He means that in a metaphor, you have the words that are being used and its meaning and its apparent meaning, and you have the hidden meaning, which is the real intent. It's not hidden in the sense that Kabbalah says, where I am deliberately sort of sweeping it under the rug and not letting you hear it. It's simply an inner meaning or an outer meaning. It's a pneumistic meaning. It's the fact that the Torah speaks in a language that sometimes the meaning is in the inner language rather than the outer language. And the outer language is the mashal. Omnam, elu notu mizeh kula chala yodu leimakim. These people have completely lost it. Vekor be'arnu b'mar nevuchim be'elin yonim ha'sheish b'y daylan she'chachma. So he says, I have the rayas fit and the proofs fit, both in terms of psukim and in terms of logical rayas. So the Rambam in these two prakim is knocking the people who, he feels like almost frustrated. I worked so hard at giving over what I think is emes and try to make sure everybody gets all down, and people use that and take out of my sefer the exact opposite of what I meant, and that's terrible. Basically he says that believing in a physical world other believing in a physical world of malachim and olam haba, that it's wrong, but there's nothing about it that you can call kfira, as opposed to obviously believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a physical entity. That's kfira. Okay, any questions?